Back here on the Sports Connection on WKRV as we get started with the standout female athletes of this past school year. And we're looking for the same thing with the female athletes as we were with the male. We're looking for multiple sports. Now, three-sport athletes are great. Sometimes, though, that is not possible, so we understand that. So kind of a two or more is what we're looking for when it comes to this, two sports that they were standout athletes in. We will start with Lainey Baldridge of St. Elmo Brown Brownstown and Brownstown St. Elmo. Lainey, when it comes to volleyball, was an outside hitter, finished the season with 310 digs, 193 kills, 34 blocks, and 34 assists. She was named MVP of the Egyptian Illini Conference and was named NTC second team all-conference this past year. Lainey Baldridge then in basketball averaged 8.7 points per game. She was second team all-NTC and first team all-Egyptian Illini Conference. That is Lainey Baldridge of St. Elmo Brownstown and Brownstown St. Elmo. Tegan Webster of South Central. In basketball, Tegan Webster averaged 15 points per game. She was second team all-NTC in basketball. In softball, she was 11-3 for South Central with a 289 earned run average, struck out 197 batters in 172 innings. She also hit 362 with a 420 on-base percentage, 620 slugging with six homers and 42 RBI to help lead South Central to 24 wins and a regional championship. That is Tegan Webster of South Central. Bella Austin of the Lady Vandals. In volleyball, Bella Austin was our all-over player of the year in volleyball. She finished this past year leading the team in blocks, overall kills, kills per set, overall digs, and digs per set. Bella Austin was named first-team all-conference for South Central Conference. She was the MVP of the Lady Vandals for the 2022 season. Also in basketball, Bella averaged 15.6 points per game, 7.2 rebounds, 4.3 assists, and 2.6 steals. She was second team All-South Central Conference in basketball. That is Bella Austin of the Lady Vandals. Peyton Osteen of Altamont. Well, Peyton Osteen was competing in multiple sports in the spring. And we'll start off with volleyball from this past year for Peyton Osteen. She's a junior setter. She finished the year with 408 assists, 257 digs, and 35 aces. She was NTC all-second team this past year in volleyball and was a part of our all-area volleyball team as well. Peyton Osteen in basketball averaged 5.9 points per game this past year for the Lady Indians and will be a nice returner coming back for the Lady Indians for this basketball season. And then in the spring, Peyton Osteen, well, she was competing in both softball and track in the spring. Osteen was able to throw discus in seven meets, five individual and two regular season multi-team meets, including the IHSA 1A Newton sectional for the Lady Indians, and turned in one first place finish, one second place finish, one third place finish, two fourth place finishes, and a seventh place finish, along with a ninth place finish as well, never finishing below ninth place in the event. She was also playing softball. Peyton Osteen was a solid contributor for the Lady Indians during the spring season. She had 284 with a 398 on base percentage. She contributed seven doubles, 10 RBI, 14 runs scored, and eight stolen bases during the season for Altamont softball and was second team all-NTC. So there you go. You got a four-sport athlete in Peyton Osteen of Altamont. Jenny Mezzo of Mulberry Grove. Jenny Mezzo in volleyball, she had 41 kills, 30 aces, 25 blocks, and 167 digs. Then in basketball, as part of the Mulberry Grove Ramsey Co-op, Jenny Mezzo had 7.8 points per game, 3.6 assists per game, or rebounds per game, and 1.9 steals per game. And then when it came to softball, Jenny Mezzo turned in a great season for the Lady Aces. She hit 438 with a 489 on base percentage, 537 slugging percentage, and 14 RBI. That is Jenny Mezzo of Mulberry Grove. Gracie Philpott of the Lady Vandals. We'll start off with tennis. Gracie Philpott was team MVP in both her junior and senior year, leading the team in victories both of those years on the tennis court. And then Gracie. And softball hit .536 with a .602 on base percentage, .964 slugging, 6 homer, 29 RBI, 45 runs scored, and pitching. She was 4-5 with a .463 ERA, contributing 59 innings. She was named twice on the South Central Conference All-Conference team. Again, I don't know how she wasn't first team. She was second team infield, third team pitcher, should have been first team overall, and that was backed up more by the fact that she was ICA second team All-State. That is Gracie Philpott of Lady Vandals. Madison Wojcik of Cowden-Herrick Beecher City. Madison Wojcik in volleyball had 250 assists, 136 digs, 46 kills, 44 aces, and 8 blocks during the season. Madison also in basketball averaged 10.2 points per game and 8.5 rebounds per game. She was first team all EIC and honorable mention from the NTC. That is Madison Wojcik of Cowden-Herrick Beecher City. Lily Eddy of Ramsey. Well, Lily Eddy of Ramsey was part of our all-area teams in both volleyball and basketball. Lily Eddy of Ramsey was a sophomore middle hitter, finished the 2022 season with 114 kills, 61 blocks, and 26 aces. She led the Lady Rams in each category. Then when it came to basketball this past year, Lily Eddy averaged 8.7 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. She was honorable mention all EIC. That is Lily Eddy of Ramsey. So our female standout athletes of the year, Lainey Baldridge of St. Elmo Brownstown, Brownstown St. Elmo, Tegan Webster of South Central, Bella Austin of the Lady Vandals, Peyton Osteen of Altamont, Jenny Mezzo of Mulberry Grove and / Ramsey, Gracie Philpott of the Lady Vandals, Madison Wojcik of Cowden-Herrick Beecher City, and Lily Eddy of Ramsey. We have two more girl athletes that we will be honoring a little bit later on in the program. So that's our standout male and now female athletes, and we'll have our overall Coach of the Year coming up next here on the Sports Connection.